That answer is in, I discovered, you know, this is the Sermon on the Mount, by the way, you know that. Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is also found in another gospel. Do you all know where it is? You should know it. If you've studied scripture, you should know that Sermon on the Mount, most of it anyway, is found in another gospel. You know which chapter it is. It's in Luke chapter 6. You know, and there it begins what Matthew 5:1 begins in Luke 6:20. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. So, as I go through this, I come to this verse. Just as your heavenly Father is. Matthew 5:48. But here it is explained a little more in verse 36. Luke 6:36. Be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful. There I got the answer. There is one area only where Jesus expects me to be perfect on this earth. It's not perfectly free from sin. That'll never happen. It's not even perfectly in love. I mean, 1 John 3 speaks about being perfect in love, and I believe that just means that there's no empty place in my heart. Complete, perfect can mean complete. But perfect in love like God, not on this earth. Like Christ, one day I'll be like him, but not today. But perfect in many other areas, answer is no. We will not be perfect in many, many, many areas, but there's one area and only one where God expects every one of us to be perfect here on this earth. And if you never understood it till now, I hope you'll understand it today. In mercy. Mercy being means making an allowance for other people. The first person you should be merciful towards is your marriage partner. Because that's the one you live with every day. And I tell you, most Christian husbands, I hope y'all are not like that, but I have seen and I've been watching Christians for more than 60 years in many, many denominations, even among those who preach holiness and all that type of stuff. But I've seen that most Christian husbands are not merciful to their wives, and most Christian wives are not merciful to their husbands. They're pretty strict. I mean, the first day they got married, they may be okay, but give it a little time and a few years later, they've lost it. They're being merciful and say, making allowance for their limitations. Maybe they didn't understand exactly what you wanted, or maybe they have some limitations in their personality. Maybe they have some limitations in their understanding. Maybe they're not as sharp and clever as you are. Either way, husband or wife, wife or husband. Do you make allowance for that? Mercy is always making allowance for the fact that that person may not be gifted with the wonderful gifts God has given you. So never, never look down, even if you don't say anything. You know, looking down on someone and is not necessarily with words. You can be very careful with your words, but inwardly you can look down and devalue your partner because he or she is not like you. Not as smart as you, not as clever as you, not as quick to grasp something as you are. That is being an unmerciful attitude. And what will happen is, with an unmerciful attitude like that, it'll be very difficult for God to make you one. God's purpose is that the two shall become one in marriage. That's God's purpose. And that's also God's purpose in the church, that we who are many will become more and more one. It doesn't happen overnight. But I've discovered that it is impossible for that progress to happen in that area of becoming one if we lack mercy. So one area where we must all pursue perfection here on this earth is mercy. Like it says in Hebrews 6:1, let us press on to perfection. And if this has not been an area where you have taken, which you have taken seriously in your life till now, I want to encourage every single one of you to start on that path today. Get to the starting line and run this race. Even those who are not married, you've got to be merciful with so many other people you deal with. Maybe you're with your mom and dad, because they may be old-fashioned and they're different from you. And even many, many good believers who are supposed to be new covenant believers, they are pretty unmerciful to their unconverted parents or to their parents who don't understand their ways. Our mercy is tested by people who are different from us. Blessed are those who seek to be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. It's a tremendous standard. It means 100%. It means there is no human being towards whom I should not be merciful. I don't have to agree with them. No. God doesn't agree with, I think, more than 99% of people on the earth. But he's merciful. He's tremendously merciful. You know, if you read the Old Testament, I'm amazed at God's mercy to some people. I'll give you one example. We read of, have you read of King Ahab in the Old Testament? He had a wicked wife called Jezebel. And this Ahab coveted a vineyard that was just next to his palace, which belonged to a godly man called Naboth. And Naboth refused to sell, saying, God's word does not permit me to sell my family inheritance. And Ahab sat at home crying, and his wife said, why are you, king of Israel, crying like that? I'll get it for you. And she got a lot of false witnesses to say that Naboth was cursing God or something, and they got him stoned to death, because those who curse God are supposed to be stoned to death. And a couple of false witnesses said that. And Jezebel told Ahab, go and take that vineyard now. And he took it. And God sent Elijah. Boy, I tell you, we need more people like Elijah in our day. Fearless, speak the truth even to kings, not afraid of their lives. And told him, the dogs are going to lick your blood where you killed Naboth. And Ahab got scared. And it says he went to his palace and put sackcloth upon himself. Now, even I could see that's just plain hypocrisy. The guy was not repenting, he was just scared. But the amazing thing is, God said, okay, I won't do it. I won't lick the dogs lick your blood. I tell you, I would not have done it. I would have told Ahab, you're just being a hypocrite. I see through all that empty sackcloth you put on your head. It's amazing how God is merciful even to a man like that. And there are other instances like that where you see God's mercy. When you read the Old Testament, you don't just see God as a very strict God, but you see here and there little acts of God's mercy. It's tremendous mercy. The fact that he allows hypocrites to live for so long is an act of mercy. I mean, I find that my natural tendency is to wipe off that fellow from the face of the earth, especially someone who's a hypocritical preacher or a hypocritical Christian. When you think of the number of hypocrites there are among Christian preachers alive today, swindling poor people of their money. I mean, my natural self is to just finish them off. They're swindling all of those poor people's money and fooling people that God is call them and all that. But I find God's mercy. Yeah, I'm tremendously blessed when I meditate on God's mercy as I look around and I say, Lord, it's a very high standard. But I want to be, you have commanded me to be merciful as you are. I don't have to agree with people, but I am to be merciful to them. I want to encourage you to pursue that path.